Now, I want to welcome back to the show a guest who's been on with us several times. His name is David Parr. He's a magician, and he hosted... co-hosted and co-created the Magic Cabaret, which was chosen by the Travel Channel as one of the top 9 magic shows in the nation. He does a tour of the Evanston History Center, the haunting history of the Evanston History Center, the Magic Hour at the Brumder Mansion in Milwaukee, which he'll be doing at the end of this month. And currently, he is having a new show, a brand new show called Cabinet of Curiosities. It's playing every Wednesday night at the Chicago Magic Lounge, which is at 5050 North Clark. And also, you might remember him appearing on Penn & Teller Fool Us, where he did indeed fool Penn & Teller. He's a terrific guy and a great guest and a great magician. And we bring David Parr back to the show. David, welcome back.
Hey, Nick.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I just finished up a show.
Right. Yeah. So Wednesday night was your first show of the Cabinet of Curiosities. First of all, how did it go?
Oh, it was great. Really fun audience.
That's great.
The place is gorgeous.
Well, let's talk about David. It's a new venue, a brand new venue, the Chicago Magic Lounge, 5050 North Clark Street, which is my old neck of the woods. I lived in Andersonville for 14 years, and I used to hang out up there on North Clark all the time. Where is it located? 5050 North Clark, whereabouts is it located?
It's between Carmen and Winnemac.
Oh, okay.
On Clark.
Right, I know where that is. Absolutely.
Set up like a speakeasy, so from the outside it looks like a laundry. And so you walk in the door and you see washing machines running and all that, and you have to find the hidden switch that will open a secret door that lets you into the Chicago Magical Lounge proper.
That is cool.
Yeah, so the magical experience starts the moment you walk in that door.
That's really amazing. That's really cool. Now, how long have they been working on this space?
They broke ground on it last year on June 7th. And when they said, we're aiming to open in February, I thought, okay, that is magical thinking. Because it just didn't sound realistic to me.
Right, sure.
To make that kind of a deadline. But sure enough, we opened at the end of February.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful multi-million-dollar theater just completely devoted to magic.
Oh, that's so great. And what other shows have been playing there at the Chicago Magic Lounge?
I am the only artist in residence at the theater.
Wow.
So my show is every Wednesday night. And then the rest of the week they have acts in from out of town. They have some local performers doing close-up magic at the tables, and it's 7 nights a week.
Seven nights a week of magic.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and the bar is open at 5 every day, so you can just stop in, have a drink, see a close-up magician performing at the bar, and then if you get a ticket for the show, you can come into the main stage space. That's where my Cabinet of Curiosity show is, and that seats a little over 100.
Wow.
And then if you upgrade your ticket, not for the nights that I'm there, but for the rest of for the shows on Friday and Saturday,
yeah.
You can also see, in addition to the main stage show, you can see a show in the 654 Club, which is a close-up theater at the back, which seats about a little over 40 people. So you get an up close view of the show.
Wow. Now who's part of putting this whole venue together? Obviously you're the artist in residency, but who was behind this? I mean, this is such a wonderful thing for magicians and magic.
Yeah. It's the brainchild of a guy named Joe Cranford. Joe Cranford came up through the improv world and somehow found his way to magic, and started to learn magic himself and became a fan of it, started hanging out with magicians a lot, and he had this idea to start a venue for magic. And for a while they were renting a space in Uptown and performing there like a couple nights a week. And it became so popular that finally he said, I think we can build our own space. So he got a partner in this venture, and they found investors and started this new thing. And so we've only been open a few months now, but it's doing well beyond anyone's expectations.
That's really great.
Yeah. And by the time they get to me and my show, they're so primed for the experience, you know, because they've already seen magic and had this cool experience of finding hidden doors and all this.
Yeah.
That they're in exactly the right frame of mind for the show.
Now, when you walk in, is it a fully operational laundromat that you walk into when you first into place?
I don't think you could actually wash your clothes in there, but it looks like you could.
Okay.
And then you got to search around. There are actually several hidden switches that will open the secret entrance, and some of them are more well hidden than others. There's one switch that I still haven't found.
Oh, is that right? Seriously?
Really? Yeah.
And they won't tell you. Obviously, they're not going to tell you.
No, I don't want to know.
Oh, I see.
I want the fun of finding it myself.
That is cool.
Yeah, I think there are about five switches that will work to open the secret door.
Yeah.
And I've found four of them so far.
Wow. And I bet that what's it like to see the look on people's faces when they hit that switch and the door opens? It must be really fun.
Oh, it's fantastic. I sometimes go out there just so I can watch that happen.
Yeah, sure.
Because and this is what magic provides us, you know, this direct experience of mystery and wonder. And as of the performing arts, this is the way we get that experience.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to see people, you know, people's curiosity awakened like that, you know, because the day-to-day world we live in, you know, we tend to just kind of walk around in a daze, not really looking at the world.
Yeah.
And what magic reminds us to do is to really look, because there are surprises around every corner.
And
I do a piece in the show where I borrow a $20 bill and I ask someone, whose face is on the front of your $20 bill? And many people cannot answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this is an object we've handled every day.
Right.
We don't look at it anymore.
Right.
We don't really see it. So I'm making them actually look at the $20 bill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So and that's true for so much of our life. We don't really look and see anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, David, because as you know, WGN just moved out of the historic Tribune Tower, and we've moved across the river to Wacker Drive. You know, as we were getting closer to leaving Trib Tower, all of us began to realize that we don't look at this historic building when we come in here. It's just us going to work. And then if you take the time to actually look at that building and realize how beautiful it is and historic, you have a different appreciation of it. And we started to appreciate Trib Tower a lot more as we got closer to moving out of it. And because what you just said, we don't look at it. We just do our daily thing.
Yeah. And that building, I mean, first of all, it's a Gothic masterpiece.
Oh, yes.
And second, there's all those cool artifacts embedded in the building.
Yeah.
So I've taken the time, like a couple of times when I've come in there for interviews, I've taken the time to like walk around the building and look at all those little artifacts. Because that is super cool. There's stuff from all around the world and beyond the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, you wouldn't notice unless you took the time.
That's exactly
to really
right.
Look.
That's exactly right. That's a really, really good point. The Cabinet of Curiosities plays every Wednesday night at the Chicago Magic Lounge, which is 5050 North Clark Street. And it's not a laundromat. It actually is a theater. And you can see David is in residency there. And then they also have, it's open 7 days a week. You can go to the bar and have a drink. And for information, you can check out davidparr.com. That's 2 hours, davidparr.com. Does the Chicago Magic Lounge, they have a website as well?
Yes, it's ChicagoMagicLounge.com.
Oh, simple enough. There you go, ChicagoMagicLounge.com. David, before we tell, you know, we talk about the show itself and how you came up with it and what it is, and I read all about it, and it sounds really, really wonderful. Again, remind us of how you got into magic. It's a fun story for people who may not have heard.
Well, I got a magic set when I was 7 years old as a gift. And once I knew all the secrets inside that box, I just had to know more. I mean, I was hooked.
Yeah.
And at that point, I started taking out books about magic from the library. And then I discovered that there was a magic shop about 20 miles away from the house where I grew up. So I asked my parents if they'd take me there. And after that, trips to the magic shop became a regular occurrence. And I would save up my money to buy some props there. And, you know, magic is a deep enough subject that there's always something new to be discovered in it. Mm-hmm. And so it could grow with me as I grew.
Right.
And, you know, there's the whole, you know, magic in the anthropological sense, you know, the magical thinking and behavior that we all do, even in small ways, like knocking on wood for luck or whatever, that's a kind of little magic ritual. And so, I started to realize as I grew up that, you know, magic is all around us. We humans need it. We need that feeling of wonder and mystery. Mm. It's vital to us. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, why we seek it out, by going to see magic shows.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, David, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We're going to take a break, okay? When we come back, tell us all about Cabinet of Curiosities. And again, you don't have to tell the entire story of your appearance on the Penn & Teller show, but that's just fantastic. So, okay, David, hang on, okay?
Sure.
All right, David Parr is with us. His brand new show is called Cabinet of Curiosities. It plays every Wednesday night at the Chicago Magic Lounge at 5050 North Clark Street. Check out davidparr.com. That's two R's. And ChicagoMagicLounge.com as well. All right, we're going to come back. We'll take a break and more with magician David Parr right after this on 720 WGN. And welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio on the 18th floor at 303 East Wacker Drive right here in downtown Chicago. Right now, let's get back to our guest, and that's magician David Parr. He's a terrific magician. And a great guest. He's got a new show called Cabinet of Curiosities, and it's playing every Wednesday at Chicago Magic Lounge, which is at 5050 North Clark, a new venue dedicated to magic 7 nights a week. And you can see his show every Wednesday night. Let's welcome David Parr back to the show. David, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, of course. All right, tell us about Cabinet of Curiosities. What's it all about? How did you come up with the idea for the show? And what's in store for people once they get behind that door and they unlock it?
Well, I was doing the show that I previously did for 10 years, the Magic Cabaret.
Right, right.
And the folks from the Chicago Magic Lounge came to me and said, you know, we're building this new venue and we have a stage and we need to put stuff on it. So why don't you pick a night of the week and it's yours.
Oh, that's great.
Do with what you want. Yeah. And we had just made the decision, Joe Diamond and I had made the decision to wrap up our show after 10 years. And I said, okay, how about Wednesdays?
Uh-huh.
And which was the night we used to do the Magic Cabaret.
Right.
And they were like, okay, great. And I said, well, I've had an idea for a title and a concept in my back pocket for years now, and I just haven't had a place where I could try it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is this. The title of the show is David Parr's Cabinet of Curiosities. And the idea is that there's a cabinet on the stage with shelves, and there's all kinds of weird artifacts on the shelves. And at certain points during the show, I ask the audience to pick what artifact they want to see, and I take it off the shelf and I explain what it is and then something magical happens with it, and then I put it back on the shelf, and we continue with the show. And that happens a couple of times during the show where people get to choose. And I just thought that would be fun because it would make every show different based on people's choices, and there'd be a lot of flexibility built in, so I could swap in new artifacts when I wanted to and swap out old ones, and people might have an incentive to come back and see the show more than once because there would be different stuff. And they loved the idea. The folks from the lounge thought that was a fantastic idea. So I was like, okay, well, this will be the place where I try it. So that's the story. It's basically 20 years of the weird stories and strange objects I've been collecting all put into one cabinet and one show.
Oh, that's cool. That's really, really cool. That's a great concept. And it went really well last night for you then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really fun. Great audience. And people enjoy that sense of discovery, of finding something new.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of history and folklore that woven into the show, a lot of storytelling. And a lot of it is documented stuff. And people enjoy learning stuff about the world that they live in, you know, where it's like, oh, I didn't know about that. And, you know, that's what fascinates me. I've always been fascinated by history and folklore, because it's kind of magical. It's much weirder than the version we learn in school,
right?
Which is kind of sanitized and made boring.
Right. Right.
And, but history is so weird and convoluted and unlikely.
Yeah.
And we've made these wonderful stories up about the world around us, and it's quite magical. We live in a magical world.
Yeah.
And that's what human beings need.
Yeah. Well, that's great, man, and you provide it. That's fantastic. And I also want to congratulate you on fooling Penn & Teller.
Thank you. I went back to do the spot in their live show in September last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a thing that they didn't tell me they were going to do. They asked if I wanted to just sit in the house and watch the show until the moment where they were going to introduce me and I would come out and perform the piece I did on TV.
Right.
And I said, yeah, yeah, I'd really love to see the show. So I'm sitting out in the house with 1,500 people, and they came out, they did their opening bit. And then Penn says, oh, you're here on a special night.
Mm-hmm.
One of the foolers from our TV show, Penn & Teller Fool Us, is with us in the audience. His name's David Parr. He's one of our favorites from this year. And he's going to show you the trick that fooled us on our TV show. So basically, we're the opening act for David Parr.
And they
hadn't prepared me for that.
Yeah, I love that story, man. And congratulations on your new show, Cabinet of Curiosities, and also you'll be appearing June 30th at the Brumder Mansion in Milwaukee, which you've done many times. And people can get all that information at davidparr.com. Again, that's two R's, davidparr.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great talking with you, Nick.
Okay, take care. There you go, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. There you go, David Parr, very cool stuff. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN.